When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It is Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
I gotta jump again.
Oh my God!
I won the last game. It would just be weird if I didn't. Did the people in the building next to us see us jumping?
Hi! Hello!
They are not having nearly as much fun next door.
No, there's no chance.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Micah the Beast from Bonnie Lake. Micah, are you there?
What's happening, y'all?
What is up? All right, Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Micah the Beast will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
Trumpet.
Yes. How many Creedence Clearwater Revival songs have rain in the title?
2, 3, 4.
2, correct. What piece of computer equipment did Douglas Engelbart invent?
The keyboard.
No.
The mouse, the
yes,
monitor.
Yes. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Correct. What poison is found in apple seeds?
Arsenic.
No.
Cyanide.
Yes. Aftershock Festival takes place in what U.S. city?
Pass.
What color are cranberries before they turn red?
Green?
No.
White.
Yes. The famous Thrilla in Manila was a boxing match between Muhammad Ali and who?
Pass.
Same name as a large white dog breed. What mountain range separates Spain from France?
Himalayas?
No.
Pass.
Tom Hanks played Chuck Noland in what 2000 film?
Pass. I don't know.
Oh, Micah, you were on fire there for a second. You got
for
6 correct. We can work with 6.
All right. I can work with 6.
Is it funny that when you said Spain and France, I just wanted to say something about somebody's underpants? Sorry.
We are children.
I'm a child. I'm going to tell Steve that too once he gets through the questions.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And how will he do? Let's find out. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
The trumpet.
Correct. How many Creedence Clearwater Revival songs have rain in the title?
I don't know. I can't even name 3. 3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No. Oh. What piece of computer equipment did Douglas Engelbart invent?
A mouse.
Yes. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Yes. What poison is found in apple seeds?
Venom.
No.
I don't know. Vitamin D.
No.
Poison. Strychnine.
No. Aftershock Festival takes place in what U.S. city?
Sacramento?
Correct. What color are cranberries before they turn red?
They are purple.
They are not.
They are black.
No, they aren't.
They are white.
They are. Yes. The famous Thrilla in Manila was a boxing match between Muhammad Ali and who?
Rest in peace, George Foreman.
No.
Oh. what's that guy? Larry Holmes?
No.
Rocky Balboa?
No.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
No, it was Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
But Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss.
Yeah,
6-5.
Oh,
Micah!
Yeah. Damn it, Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
Nice work, my friend.
Oh. Thank you, y'all.
Thanks, Micah. Rock on.
I'm thinking I'm able to figure out the method to your madness. I'm like, oh, she's asking that question because George Foreman just passed away.
Tricked ya.
You did.
You know what? Micah DeBeast did know that Creedence Clearwater Revival has two songs about rain.
Oh.
Who Will Stop the Rain and Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Mm.
Yeah. Couple toe tappers. The poison found in apple seeds, Micah got this too, cyanide. And then eventually you got around to getting Joe. Well, you didn't get it, but
no, you just gave it to me.
You.
Danny, what was the one you were gonna?
Would you like to ask the question?
Well, oh, I didn't get to it.
And this one, we ran out of time for Micah, but it was same name as a large white dog breed. What mountain range separates Spain from France?
And I just wanted to say something about your underpants.
Oh, my underpants.
No, I have no idea.
Appalachian?
No.
Alpaca?
No.
Large
white dog breed.
Large white dog breed. Poodle?
Pyrenees.
Oh.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a website called Screen Rant that put together a fun little piece about musicians that decided to leave their very successful huge bands and then upon starting their solo careers just weren't as successful.
And I'd imagine high expectations. You're like, okay, this guy is a rock star. Let's just see what he does without the other three members because maybe they're holding him back. And then we find out rather quickly that, no, that's not the case.
He needed them.
So I found some of the ones that they put on this list. And I want to test you guys. And honestly, Danny, I believe that you have a fighting chance in this situation.
I don't.
I legitimately think you do.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of these you might be able to figure out. All right,
let's
start off with this one. This guy left his band hoping to become a big solo star. Did not work out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Taryn, you think you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
No. Is it Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Look at you, Danny, killing it.
I didn't want to know that one, okay? Let's just...
I honestly forgot he went solo. Here's the crazy part. Back in 2004, this was considered maybe not a great success, but that album went platinum. It sold a million copies. Nowadays... that would be like another level of success. Obviously, times have changed with streaming, but the album and the song was called The Great Divide.
Ooh, edgy.
That right. Sounds like a Creed album.
And honestly, dude, you watch the video, you're like, this is just, nothing has changed. Like, he didn't even try and change things up. He just wrote a Creed song without the other members of Creed.
Rinse and repeat, same formula.
Now I'm starting to understand why they did Alter Bridge, because they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing without you, buddy. All right, here's the next one. This one I don't think Danny's going to get, but you never know.
You know it?
No.
Taryn?
Yes. This is David Lee Roth.
That's right. From the band?
Van Halen.
And I'll be honest, I think that's David Lee Roth's best song.
Without question.
With Yankee Rose. I like that more than most Van Halen songs, but then I remember being all excited to hear the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, he figured out how to write one good song, and then it just didn't go very well after that.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah. All right, next one. I believe Danny has a shot.
I'm excited.
This came out in 2014. Taryn?
I don't think I know this one.
I'm not recognizing
it. Dude, you're going to kick yourself when you realize who this is, because I honestly didn't even know this person went solo, so that shows how well this record did. But it's this guy. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Interesting.
Never would have, I guess.
The record was called Hesitant Alien. Probably Hesitant Listeners as well. And the song... No Shows.
Which, I honestly thought it was a girl for a second, so.
Yeah, he just totally said, you know what, screw the emo sound. We're going to go with like some kind of like, you know, shoegazer kind of like, you know, quirky rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about this one? I feel like, again, Danny, you shouldn't fail us on this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Taryn, do you know it?
Oh, no. What is this?
It's Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
He ditched his hat and decided to let everybody know he has a soulful voice.
Lost a lot of weight then, too. I actually interviewed him during that album cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, like in my old station, and it was so weird to hear his like solo stuff. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same guy that once did this. All right, one more. Are you ready?
All right,
okay.
Deliver it.
I feel like, I don't know if either one of you are going to get this one.
All right.
I walk the empty desert. Oh, I got it.
You already got it?
What? But the road I must travel. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Tom Morello. I really liked his, so I followed his solo career a little bit, and then he had the Night Watchman too.
This is the Night Watchman.
Yeah. Yep. So this was a really cool little ditty. It was kind of had some like cowboy undertones. It was pretty cool.
It was a little folky.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. But when people say I was a failure, I'm like, I don't know if he went into this hoping that this would become like a mainstream or a larger-than-life project. I think it was just kind of like a thing to satisfy his little songwriting.
Yeah.
Needs. Yeah.
And he would link up with like Ben Harper and do stuff. I mean, he was definitely doing something very different that the Rage fans would probably not necessarily understand.
Definitely a far cry from him playing guitar in this. It's a little bit different.
I mean, I'm in.
Maybe it's the same thing.
Can you just play guitar again for us there, Steve? Yeah, thank you. He does a little guitar move every time.
He's got a good form. Very good form.
It's either that or I have an itchy chest.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Our contestant is Brad from Silverdale. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Let's spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on me, but now it's on you, T-Dog. Will it stay there? Brad, it's you and Taryn Daly.
All right.
All right, Brad, here is your clip. Want to hear it again?
Yeah. I know it. I just can't remember the name of the song.
Would you like a hint?
How about yes?
So the band Jar of Flies is a tribute to this band.
I already know the band.
All right. The song is, four words. One of the words is the opposite of a woman.
Oh, Man in the Box. Alice in Chains.
There we go.
I'll never forget the first time I heard this song and just like my mind being melted by his vocals.
Oh, insane.
It still gets me.
All right, Brad, we're one down. We've got one to go. Danny, let's hear the clip. I'm your dream. Make you- oh! This is the best because I used to have misheard lyrics to this when I was a little kid. So it's Metallica's Sad But True.
What, did you think it was Sad Patrol?
I thought it was Sabretooth. I'm your dream.
I've heard people say Sad Patrol, and now I can't unhear that. Sad Patrol.
Thank you.
What were some of the misheard lyrics you maybe had over the course of your life, Steve?
Thankfully, not being a lyrics guy, I've never had to worry about
that. You never knew him in the first place?
Yeah, my wife will always make fun of me because like a song will go on the radio and I'll be singing along and then she'll be like, you're not singing anything of what they're actually singing. I just start making up words.
You're just freestyling.
Yeah.
I like it.
I turn every song into a jazz. Never mind.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, it's not happening here in Washington so much, but many states are experiencing heat waves.
No, we saw it over the weekend with the Mariners in Chicago.
Very toasty out there for a lot of folks. So the music website Ultimate Classic Rock decided to put together a list of the hottest rock songs.
Hot.
Hot. And this is one of the examples. That's why
hot-blooded. The songs that say hot in it. or fire.
Warm.
Yeah. I love this song.
Do you really?
You know why? Because
did Fall Out Boy cover it?
No. I wish, number one. But no, number two, if you've seen that show called Tacoma FD,
yes,
which our friends, the Broken Lizard guys, do.
Yeah, like Steve and the... Yeah.
Yeah, they use that as the opening for that show, and I love it.
Perfect.
See, I would say anytime Danny likes a song that was not released, like... in the 2000s or later, it's because of a movie, a TV show. So that makes total sense.
So good.
And what's that off of there? Dude, that came out in 1978. Oh, their Double Vision record.
Who is it?
God. You don't know?
No.
Foreigner.
Oh.
I don't think you could probably name another Foreigner song, nor can I.
No.
Well, let's get a couple of rockaholics on the phone to play a little game. We've got Pad from Puyallup. Good morning, Pad.
Good morning.
What would you say is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, so many. Realistically, I have to probably go with Rush.
Oh, that's the right answer.
Hang up on this, man.
Wow. All right, Pad, we're going to play a little game with you. Steve Miggs, explain how it's going to work.
All right, we're doing track by track, so we're going to take a popular song that's about the heat or hot or fire. We're going to start with the drums, and then we're slowly going to put all the other instruments in it, and you have to try and guess the song before the vocals kick in. So you got about 30 seconds before the vocals are going to start, okay?
Okay.
And I can give you one hint. This is not Rush. All right, and actually, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, they consider this to be the number one song when it comes to the hottest rock songs. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Start with drums. Taryn's got it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'll give you some bass.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, no.
Think hot. What is hot?
Fire?
Yeah!
Yes.
Nice work, Pad.
Pad, you were scaring us. You're breathing heavy. 1967 from Are You Experienced.
So great.
Funny part is, like, really, when you think about, like, Jimi Hendrix songs, I don't know about you, but, like, I think, oh, it's going to be crazy guitars. Like, that's mostly drum and bass at the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Mike is on I-5 North, and you want to play along. What is your favorite classic rock band, Mike?
Let's say 6. I don't think of classic rock, but probably Priest.
Nice choice.
Yeah, Judas Priest. Dude, we're in a weird time, man, where the bands that we grew up on that we still consider to be like young and relevant are definitely classic rock.
I know, and it's terrible. It just dates you.
It does. All right, this one, not necessarily a classic rock artist, but I feel like anyone who's a rock music fan is a fan of this artist. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go back to 1963, ooh, and we'll start with the drums. Oh, Taryn's already got it. Give you a little bass. I feel like this will give it away, but let's go. Any guesses?
I think he's saying something. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Good job, Mike.
Did you know that this song was co-written by his lady?
I did not know that.
By June Carter Cash? Yeah. You knew that?
Only because of the documentary or the biopic with Joaquin Phoenix.
Great movie.
Yeah, such a good one.
Pop culture Danny over here.
Right, because the music came from the 60s. He's not going to know it unless it was featured in a movie.
We also have Donnie from Bremerton who wants to play along. Donnie, who is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, man, I am a huge Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Smoke them up, baby.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Donnie, let's play the game with you.
I will say that this is not Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers, but I believe that a lot of people might have enjoyed some drugs while listening to this band. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to go back to 1967 again. These are one of the hottest songs in rock music, according to Ultimate Classic Rock. I'll give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn's stumped. Oh, she got it. I'll give you a little bit of...
Oh, it's Light My Fire.
Yes. Do you know who by?
George.
Yeah, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Danny, you don't know this from the movie The Doors?
No.
Was this the part in the movie where he got arrested because he whipped out his willy?
Probably.
Whoa. What?
Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison, one of the greatest, I feel, movies about a band.
He crushed that role in every way. It was so good.
Real quick, I got one for you, Taryn Daly.
Oh, God.
If you get this wrong based on recent conversations, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Again, another song that's considered to be one of the hottest songs in rock.
Her face is amazing right now.
She's just scrunching up her eyes. Here, a little bass.
Oh, this is Talking Heads. Burning down the house. Yeah!
I do like that when she doesn't know, she like closes her eyes so she can just feel the music.
Getting in the vibes.
Yeah, she's going into her full festival mode. Closing her eyes, doing her hippie dance.
Festy girl unlocked.
They're both wiggling in their seats right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Don't judge us for having fun, Danny.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, from time to time, there's a piece of furniture at my house that has just kind of lived out its time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit foobar. You know, you're not going to be able to fix it. No one's going to want to buy it.
Well, you don't want to put it on the side of the road and just put a sign free. That says free. I saw that yesterday, and this couch looked ragged. I'm like, okay, who are we fooling?
Never done that. My solution is burn the thing. And over the years, we've burnt everything from like a chest of drawers to a grandfather clock.
So whenever you don't need something, do you save it intentionally knowing, okay, this is flammable?
Oh, yes.
Whenever you talk about this, like I think about, I don't know if you've ever seen, there was a YouTube video that went viral that 10 years ago, like millions of views. Some guy that was, every time we talk about bonfires, it's like this family, they set up something for a bonfire, but they use gasoline. And then when he tried to set fire to it, he like set fire to the ground that was right under him. And here's what it sounded like.
All right, go.
Go ahead.
Holy God.
And I picture like Baron screaming, your cousins, your family, your mom and dad yelling, and you just being like, you know.
Fire.
I mean, so over the weekend, we burnt this old dresser that we had actually used to make nesting boxes for our chickens, but we've been doing this big chicken coop remodel.
Danny.
City folks just don't get it.
Remember that time that things got crazy with you and I, we were making nesting coops for chickens? Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, but
I miss those days, Danny. When are we going to do that again?
Brad was building me new nesting boxes, so I was like, oh my God, we can burn this old dresser. Now, this dresser was in my family for like, I don't know, maybe 100 years.
Do you run this by your family to let them know?
No, I sent the photo to my mom when it was on fire.
Okay, how'd she react to that?
I literally think she wrote back, wow, with a period. Not an exclamation point, which means she was not pleased.
Okay.
Because I think this was like something that was passed down in her family.
What is wrong with you?
Like, why couldn't you, things.
Yeah, you're right. Why couldn't you just like say, hey, would you like this back? I know this has some like sentimental history with the family.
The other thing though is because it was made into nesting boxes, it had some like, you know, chicken poop on it. So nobody wants this thing anymore. Yeah.
If only there were like cleaning products that could fix something like that. But you're right. Just set it on fire.
But then the best part is watching it burn and waiting for it to like fall apart into itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you wait for it to just disintegrate and that post is about to fall down. It's so exciting.
We have audio of Brad watching it go to flames.
Holy
Let's take this question to the Rockaholics.
Do you think someone could top a dresser? Or a grandfather clock?
Ooh, I don't know. That's
or Danny's grandma's house?
Yeah.
What did you set on fire? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What did you set on fire? Can you top a dresser? That's what I burned this weekend. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who almost set their parents on fire when they were 2 years old.
Oh, excuse me.
We're going to get that story in just a moment. But first, Jenny from Bonnie Lake, what did you set on fire?
Well, I set 3 cars on fire.
On purpose?
Yes.
Were they your cars?
No, but I was responsible for disposing of them.
Were you supposed to get rid of evidence or something? What was the reason for the fire?
I was living in Wisconsin. I was in college at the time, and my boyfriend and I rented a cabin in the woods and kind of used it as a party house. And one of the things that we were responsible for as part of our rent was to clean up the property because no one had lived there for a few years.
Okay.
And there were some abandoned cars on the property, and they weren't good for anything else other than scrap. So we would have a party with a bonfire, and towards the end of the night, we would roll a car into the bonfire.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And after it was done burning and it was just basically glowing metal, we would take after it with hatchets and pipes and baseball bats and things.
And
basically flatten it.
That is amazing, I have to say. I never wanted to set a car on fire, but I've always wanted to flip a car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like how they
say. She was doing both.
She did both, so I'd be down to do this.
Thanks, Jenny, you rock. I like to say drink Wisconsin-bly to that.
Drink
Wisconsin-bly. She said she was from Wisconsin. You've never heard that before? It's a whole brand, drink Wisconsin-bly. Okay.
No.
Anyway, Leo from Edmonds.
I'm sure there's someone out there that just love that.
Leo from Edmonds, what did you set on fire?
Good morning, guys. So, yeah, I was 2 years old. I was mimicking Beavis from Beavis and Butthead saying, fire, fire,
fire, fire,
with a lighter
fire
in my hand. Yeah. And they were cigarette smokers, so they had a lighter nearby. Maybe not the best parenting, but I got too close to their mattress saying, fire, fire. And next thing you know, it's up in flames. And my stepdad wakes up, tosses my mom off the mattress, and proceeds to throw the mattress outside.
Oh,
so wait,
God.
They were asleep while you went over there with a match or with a lighter and decided to set fire to the mattress?
It wasn't my intention. I think I was just enamored by the fire because I like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, and I literally put the shirt over my head and was doing the whole Beavis gimmick.
So you're being Cornolio?
I didn't mean to do it, I swear.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Kids are wild. 206-803-ROCK.
Imagine waking up to that.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the things that nightmares are made of.
They said it was like a stepdad, but that guy is just like, I might have to rethink who I'm married to in this family that I've inherited.
206-803-ROCK. Jim from SeaTac, what did you set on fire?
Well, it all started on Christmas. And after Christmas, all the Christmas trees are kind of dried up. And we took our Christmas tree out in front of the house and lit it on fire.
Yeah.
I feel like, Tyron, you've probably done this too, huh?
Every year.
Of course.
Yeah.
They go up like a tinderbox, Jim. It's great.
They do, and it's fast, too. So the next year, some of the kids in this same neighborhood, we'd get our Christmas trees together and put them out in the street and put them on fire. This is Yakima, so you could do that. And when we got driving age, we noticed there was a corner lot at an intersection, and people were putting their old Christmas trees in there because, yeah, so we threw a road flare in there one year.
Oh, my God.
It was a fire. It wasn't just 10 or 12 Christmas trees. It was probably 50 to 60 trees.
How epic was that flame?
It was amazing. Yeah, and we were too dumb to leave. We just watched.
I have to circle back for a second and ask my friend Danny. Maybe I'm just ignorant, which is very, very possible. I find myself thinking and doing ignorant things all the time.
Yeah.
Go up like a tinderbox. Do you know what that means?
Isn't that like a cigar thing?
No.
I don't know.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, like a tinderbox.
What the hell is a tinderbox?
I feel like it like holds firewood, right? Your tinderbox?
I don't know. You're the one who you had the saying.
I
you're
think
like, it went up like a tinderbox.
I'm
like,
what the F is a tinderbox?
I thought it was like a cigar box that just went up in flames if the flame got too close.
Yeah, I had no idea. I've never heard that saying before. That went up like a tinderbox.
I mean, I always thought it was the tinderbox is like what holds your firewood, and because the firewood is so dry,
look, I'm willing
it goes
to
up
believe
like a
you.
Tinderbox.
You're the one who said it.
I'm just making it up, Steve.
Apparently.
The Daily Migs Show.